Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Us an email at tnt@tntradioempire.com.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Do we get to leave early today since we went a little long with Ted McGinley late
no,
the show yesterday?
No, we got out just in time.
Oh, good.
Just in time.
I didn't think the water polo question would have so much legs.
No.
That was very cool, though.
Yeah.
I liked that, man. Yeah.
Nobody else asked him about USC water polo.
Of course he played water polo. He's 6'3", blonde guy. In
Southern California.
Now, ASU has a water polo program. I don't know if they did one. I went to school there, and it doesn't look like it's a club thing. It looks like it's a NCAA-sanctioned team.
If anybody has those,
I thought you played, Todd.
Yeah.
You said you were on the team.
I was the goalie.
Yeah.
And McGinley scored on me all the time. I hated that guy. No, but he discussed the team.
You were drowning.
He posed for a poster for what, Speedo?
Yeah.
And they took away his amateur status. He could have been an Olympian. He was the captain.
Yeah, but you know what?
Of the water polo team at USC.
And I brought the fact that took him into modeling and acting.
Yeah, I think
you don't make money. You don't make any money playing water polo. You know.
No, it all worked out for him.
Yeah. That was probably the better route to go for his life. You know.
Well,
it'll sell a lot of water polo caps with your name on them. You know. Unlike jerseys, rather.
I mean, the guy's never been like the main star of a lot of things, but he's had a really solid career. I mean, he's in a lot of
Wayne's
stuff.
World too.
Yeah. A very recognizable guy who's done a lot of great stuff.
We're not talking to Nikki Glaser today. That's canceled. But her tour's still on, by the way. The commercials are still running, so we knew that. She's calling out something else.
She's in Omaha on Sunday.
Sunday night at the Steelhouse in Omaha.
All right, tell her what. Yeah, she should call us. Whatever.
We want to know why she didn't bang Pete Lee.
Yeah.
Well, what happened there?
They both didn't bang each other.
Right.
Pete told us a story because
they got
in bed naked and they were friends and never stopped anybody else. You know.
But I texted that out yesterday and then Puss came back to me and said, well, we're never going to know.
The world may never know.
Yeah. Well, if only we could ask Pete Lee.
We don't have her side.
Right.
Pete Lee already told us.
Right. We've heard his side.
Yeah. So Nick was out last night doing a corporate with Cameron, right?
Yes.
And Cameron's not coming today. He's got some stuff he's got to do himself. But you got to explain this story. Now, first of all, you said the show went well.
Yeah, the show went great. They were a lot of fun. And it was one of the weirder shows. We get there, and my buddy that helped book it, he was wearing a white shirt, dark pants, and he's like, we meet him in the lobby of this hotel. And he's like, everybody's up there, like, looks like me. And I'm like, well, that's kind of odd. Right. And we walk in, and it's a big white room, and everybody's wearing white dress shirts and dark pants. The vast majority of people are. And then.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
It's a corporate situation.
Corporate thing.
It sounds kind of Freemason.
Yeah. Well, you wait to hear the awards.
So you were the only guy in a red hoodie?
Open bar. Yeah. That part was nice. And so. During my set, I asked them, I'm like, well, how do these awards work? It's like sales awards. I'm like, is it like the Oscars or people nominated or whatever? And they're like, no, they're like three awards. And I'm like, what are the categories?
Right.
And this guy goes, well, he's like, one's a Trump award.
Jesus.
And I said, what? Yeah, and he's like, point. Yeah, it's like a Trump award. I'm like, that's a choice.
Yeah. you
like,
asked him why.
I'm like, does it come with legal representation?
Right. And this is all on stage, by the way.
Yeah,
you're saying it.
Yes, it's all three. And they were on board. Nobody was like, right. He's like, well, we named it a long time ago. And I'm like, all right, fine.
Probably during the apprentice years. Okay, got it.
Yeah, no, but then I was worried. I'm like, I'm worried to
they
ask.
Could have changed
what,
it.
Yeah,
know?
They could. I'm like, I'm worried to ask what the other two awards are called.
Right.
And I'm like, what
you
are
did,
they? Yeah, they were like, well, there's a Ben Franklin Award.
And what'd you say about that?
I said, a slave owner.
And then the last
and
one.
And the third one was the Columbus Award. The Christopher
genocide.
Columbus Award.
Genocide of Indians.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Genocide and syphilis of Indians, Columbus, right.
I was like, you guys are just going for it.
What? You know, that sounds like corporate America, doesn't it, though?
No.
No, it shouldn't be.
Not anymore.
Don't you say on stage last night, where's your HR department?
Yeah, I was like, I'm like, you not have an HR department? And they're like, she's right here.
She's bad at her job.
She was laughing. I think sometimes it takes something like somebody from the outside to come in and be like, what? What
Trump,
the hell are you doing?
Franklin,
Columbus.
Columbus? Yeah.
In the morning.
No, I realize the Ben Franklin one should be changed too, the slave owner thing. I mean, but if he's the least
Franklin.
He's least of the evil one. I'll give Franklin. He's a founding father, and he actually. But, you know, come on. I'm not defending slave owning, by the way. But just hold your ears.
No, but do we have to wipe out the lexicon? Does everybody who owned a slave in the history of ever have to be wiped out?
No, you don't have to wipe him out, but I think it's real easy to name an award after somebody who didn't own a slave.
I suppose.
Yeah, I'm with Nick on that one, right?
But back in the founding father days, what wealthy person didn't have slaves?
Some up north didn't. Edison didn't have, I don't think. Not Edison, excuse me.
Careful what you say. We defended Francis Scott Key a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And that
no, it was the one Paul Giamatti played.
John Adams.
He didn't have slaves?
Played. No, I think he was a... I think his home state was like Massachusetts or something like that.
Okay, I thought it was just commonplace.
I was so disappointed in myself after that show.
I don't know, I'm not sure.
As soon as I walked out of the room, I realized that I should have asked him if the Trump Award was contested.
Yeah.
I'm like, that joke was right there, and I missed it.
But nobody defended that crap, right?
Everybody was laughing.
Of the first 12 presidents of the United States... John Adams and his son, John Quincy Adams, were the only two to never own slaves.
All right, the name of the John Adams Award, right? There you go. Yeah. Founding father wrote the Constitution, basically.
For things like this, where it's just your company award, where this doesn't take an act of Congress to change the name, just change the name.
Well, first of all, Trump for sure.
This is Midwest corporate America.
Yeah.
We're anti-woke.
This was a company that there was one of the odd things about this show was there was a dude sitting right in front that wasn't wearing a white shirt. He was wearing like a dark like pullover type thing. And I was like, I'm like, do you work here?
Yeah.
And he was the CEO from Germany, didn't speak any English.
Jesus.
I'm like, you should have brought in a magician or something like visual if this guy, he couldn't understand anything I was saying.
Or Rammstein.
Could have been the Hitler Award, too. Think about that. Both awards, the Hitler Award.
Yeah. Du hast mich.
Oh, we had a lot of fun.
At least they didn't come back at you. Like, oh, we like Trump in Columbus.
No, not at all. I think
they laughed, realized how stupid it was. Don't you have HR person is one of the best lines, Nick. I love that you did that. That's cool. All right.
Jason writes us, I went for a weekend trip to Bangkok.
Yeah,
that's kind of a long flight just for a weekend. That's a whirlwind. Lost
how about
my
one
passport.
Night in Bangkok? That's even shorter.
Dude, stay for more than a night.
Lost my passport the first night from too much partying, went to the consulate, and they were no help.
Yeah.
Ended up having to
stay. Well, he wasn't in jail. Yeah. He wasn't in jail.
But he stayed. They had to stay there for 2 weeks.
To get it sent to him, right?
Yeah. Well, no, someone turned it into the cops.
Okay.
I'm wondering if he wasn't military or something and, you know, a weekend pass from wherever he was stationed.
Oh, okay. That makes more sense.
That would make a little more sense.
No.
Bangkok is one of those places I would be terrified
scared.
To throw trash at the wrong trash can or something.
Hire infested hooker. You know, that'd be trouble.
Well, no,
too,
that's
you know? You know you would. Yeah. Right?
I think Bangkok is more ladyboys.
Whatever, as long as you get laid, you know.
And I don't think they have you can't spit your gum on the sidewalk. I don't think it's that kind of a country.
No, I don't think that. It's not that. That's Middle East. That's more of a Muslim thing, isn't it? I don't know for sure.
I think what's the Hangover 2? Were they in Bangkok?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Second one they were.
Yeah, one and three are Vegas. Two is Bangkok.
Which, by the way, is underrated. It's actually pretty funny. The Bangkok.
Or Hangover 2?
They're all great.
Both.
But Bangkok, the movie Hangover 2 is underrated. I've never been to Bangkok.
I've never been to Bangkok. I don't know that that's really on my list.
No, it doesn't look that, the city they were in didn't look that attractive. That's what they complained about that movie, because Vegas is always fun looking, and Bangkok was kind of a downer, at least the wedding site was nice.
Semi-dangerous.
Semi-dangerous, right.
Bangkok seems semi-dangerous.
Yeah,
man, I mean, it was fun. Visit all the continents, and I'm unsure where I'd want to go in Asia. I'm sure there's places in Asia I would like
to see.
Nick,
you sure you weren't in a cult meeting? You're right. Everybody wearing the same shirts is weird, man. Well, everybody had white on?
That's what it sounds like.
None of us here wear dress shirts ever. So are dress shirts blue or gray anymore? Are they just all white anyway?
I think it was just like their uniform thing. I did mention to them after they said that there was the Columbus Award that the matching shirts and lack of diversity were a little more troubling. But they were good sports about it. So I'd like those shows, man. I always get
I always think about those shows leading up to it.
I'm like, what am I going to talk about? I'm like,
yesterday,
trying to find a joke that's
about.
Not about death or covered in a bodily fluid.
Right. Oh, you're right. You didn't do this your dad's semen story.
No.
Okay. All right.
But all of that, and they never turned on you. That's really good. You know that the you never lost the crowd. That they were into you poking fun at everything that they were doing.
And not one maggot in the background yelled "Trump, yeah!" Some douchebag like that. Nobody yelled that. Cool. Columbus,
Jason just got back. He said he was in Hong Kong visiting a college roommate, and they took the weekend to Bangkok from there.
Okay,
that makes more sense.
Weekend to Bangkok.
Speaking one weekend in Bangkok doesn't quite have the same ring to it.
No, it doesn't. Not that it doesn't ring. It doesn't flow off the tongue there for a great song. Yeah. I don't know if we have time for this, Push, but you sent me the story about deathbed behavior.
Sad. Hang on to that.
Okay, well,
hang
on to that. A little longer. Okay, got it. All
let's right. have some. When a time we can really dig into stuff that happens when you're dying.
Like that's all of Jimmy Carter's behavior.
A Scottish tourist was mauled by a bear in Romania, speaking of foreign countries. They drove up to the bear, and the windows were up, and they said, nice bear. And they took a picture of the bear. It was a brown bear. And then they turned around. The bear acted like it wanted to be the friend. So the 72-year-old woman lowers her window, and the bear looks like he wants to crawl in and be friendly and just bite your face.
Ah!
Did she die?
No, she got mauled though.
Man.
You know, mauling never looks good. You know?
No. You never hear about like a slight mauling.
No. But it could have been a quick bite and they got out of there. But the fact is, a bear bit her in the face because she rolled down the window. Oh, that's a cute bear. Yeah.
She did get a good picture, though. Do you see this in the article?
Is there a picture of her?
There's a picture of her phone with the picture of the bear she took, obviously right before the mauling, because he's got his paw on like the windowsill. Oh, and his head's right there by the rearview mirror. Yeah.
He looks like a teenager bear. That's not a full-grown bear.
No, yeah. He's
and they're
a
so cuddly, aren't they?
They're cute.
They want to be friends, right? Okay. And they'll bite your face off. Right. The person driving the car said, we thought it was going to be friendly. And we turned out it was hungry. You know, he's joking about a friend being mauled. Right.
We're going to need some Scottish face.
And how much meat is on a 72-year-old Scottish chick's face? Not much, Ben.
Well, there's a picture of her being wheeled
probably
into the ambulance.
Probably smelled haggis or something like that on her face.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she probably smelled of haggis.
Right.
Oh.
She was just sweating haggis. Of course a bear is going to want to eat your face if they smell that.
Sweating haggis.
Oh, that's just terrible.
Yeah, don't roll your windows down.
Oh,
yeah.
She's got some meat on her chin. I could see where a bear might want to bite that chin.
Which chin you looking at?
Even the top one.
Even the
top. Oh, okay. There's a couple different chins there.
Yeah, there's another one.
Like a hot dog tube hanging down there, right?
But if I were a bear, I'd go for that front chin. It looks pretty meaty.
Especially if it's spelled like haggis. You're right, Todd.
Oh, yeah.
Todd turned Minnesota there for a second. Oh, yeah.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, real quick, before we go to go to commercial here in a minute, we did get an email yesterday that I would like to address this dude with his Deadpool complaint.
Oh, Jesus.
Did you read this?
No, you told me about it off the air.
Did it come just to you? I don't know that I saw this.
No, it came to all of us. It came to the TNT account yesterday at about 12:30, right after in the noon hour.
Right.
He would like to lodge a formal protest. I don't know if that's actually a thing in the Deadpool, but whatever.
No, it's not. Sure.
Against the Swami Smarananda hit that we did yesterday.
Yep.
He believes that we're being too lenient with the notable or famous.
What was he again?
He was some sort of high-ranking Hindu cleric, president, monk. I don't know.
He had a Wikipedia page, right?
He had a Wikipedia page, and that is generally the bar that we have set in the past, unless someone is, like we call, famous adjacent, a son or a family member of someone who is famous.
Right.
That doesn't count. No. But this guy, and the main point here is one person had him, and it was an alternate pick, so it doesn't count anyway. So
it was college free time, right?
But yeah,
it doesn't
count. So lighten up, Francis. Move on.
Yeah.
You know?
Be formal funny complaint. If his name was Francis.
Yeah.
I don't think it is. No. Steve.
Lighten up, Steve.
I'm sorry, Steve.
That's like a weekend in Bangkok.
Yeah. Lighten up, Steve doesn't work.
It doesn't sound the same.
Exactly.
Yeah, if it doesn't affect the game or the outcome of the game, we tend to be a little.
And we kind of got rid of that famous, notable. If you have a Wikipedia page, you know,
or if there's a news item covering your death, you were famous.
Yeah, you were famous. Yeah, because most people are not famous. Most people are not notable. I mean, in their circles, they're notable, but to the rest of us, they're not notable. So.
And we've always made the exception of you can't be just like the oldest living person. That doesn't count.
No, and if the guy with the foot-long penis from England died, he's not famous.
Really,
he's not really famous.
He's not famous, no.
But this guy was somebody in a certain portion of the world.
We'll just take him away if Nick has him. He'll say, we just roll against Nick.
Yeah. I don't think you're going to have to worry about that.
You have all famous people. We're not, actually.
Yeah,
Jimmy Carter's just laughing. Jimmy Carter's still kicking ass.
What a foot-long penis guy in Britain had a Wikipedia page. He'd probably have to do more than just have a foot-long penis.
Yeah, he'd have to, be on a game show.
Although that's a start, right. Yeah.
Have an OnlyFans page or
something? I mean, you think the foot-long penis would open some doors.
It does, physically.
Subway endorsement.
Yeah, or beep a boat horn.
Yeah.
That too.
I don't think he has a thumb. Might not be able to pull to the doorknob, but if I push open a door. Okay.
If it's one of those, if it's a lever handle where you just got to push it down,
swap it down.
Yeah, he could probably do that.
I think Todd meant metaphorically. I'm sorry.
Oh, did we miss that?
I think we did on
Whoops.
That one there. We dumb. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.